This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Warning. The following podcast, which contains strong language and mature content, is unsuitable for children or for the faint of heart. The subject matter discussed will be frightening and graphic in nature. Listener discretion is advised.
Three spooked girls.
When you want to hear about the paranormal, you get the spooked girls, true crime that makes you hypothermal, with the three spooked girls. Stabby snippets will give you dreams. Tara and Jessica will make you ask, along with the spooked girls. Bring on the slaughter. We on that haunted ground.
Spooked girls.
The three spooked girls.
Hey, spooksters, and welcome back to another episode here on Three Spooked Girls. My name is Tara, and today I am without my counterpart. Jessica is going to be away for this episode. She has been dealing with some equipment issues as far as our recording setup and stuff goes. So while she's taking care of that, I am going to be bringing you guys some true crime documentary recommendations. These are all new ones. Most of them have came out this month. So before we get into that, if you are new here, hello, welcome. Thank you for checking out the show. Returning spooksters, welcome back. If you would like to hang out with us on social media, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads with the handle at Three Spooked Girls. And we have our amazing Facebook group that you can check out as well. We do book club. We do gift exchanges during spooky season, all kinds of fun stuff. Definitely check it out if you are looking to participate in the spookster community a bit more. And if you would like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/threespookedgirls. For as little as a dollar, you get one bonus episode a month. Five and up get ad-free episodes and also get video content, and all kinds of fun stuff happens over there. And if you are on TikTok, you can follow me at the handle spooky_sleuth. And if you want to follow Jess and I on Instagram and Threads, you can find our handles in our podcast bio, and everything kind of like webs off from there. So I have to say before we get started, if there are any on this list that I compiled for us today that you are like, please, 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 please do a recap on, let us know on socials, let us know in the Facebook group, let us know on Instagram, wherever you follow us, go and let us know if there is any of these you want us to recap, or if there's ones I don't mention that you would like to hear our take on. So yeah, just let us know. All right, so this first one, I am actually almost done watching. I'm on episode 5 of 6. So our first one is The Curious Case of Natalia Grace, Natalia Speaks, and this is on HBO Max. So Natalia Speaks is the anticipated follow-up season of The Curious Case of Natalia Grace. And in this chapter, extensive DNA testing reveals Natalia's true age. She's able to have a sit-down, well, multiple, with Michael Barnett, who was her adoptive father, and she gets to tell her side of the story. If you're unfamiliar with this case, we covered it back in like 2019, I believe, but essentially this is the case where the parents were claiming they were living the plot of the movie The Orphan. They were saying that Natalia was pretending to be a child and was really an adult. She had a lot of medical issues, and it's a wild case, y'all. I know I keep being told that on the last episode, the very ending, I'm gonna be like, what the fuck, apparently. So I'm excited to finish up that one. And if you've watched it, let me know what you thought, because by the time you hear this, I'll have already finished it, because that is my plan as soon as this is edited and good to go. This next one, definitely up Jessica's alley. I feel like her and I have probably talked about this one. It is The Daughters of Cult, and this is on Hulu. It released on January 4th. This shocking five-part docuseries examines the polygamous Herval LeBaron cult. And the synopsis on it is, hidden in plain sight throughout the Southwest in Mexico, a splinter group of Mormon fundamentalist cult members perpetrate a deadly wave of violence and abuse for decades in the name of their fanatical prophet, Herval LeBaron, dubbed the Mormon Manson. Survivors, relatives of killers, and law enforcement now come forward to paint an emotional and grisly picture of a brutal madman ordering cold-blooded executions. I have heard good things about this one. I haven't quite got there yet, especially because Jess and I have kind of covered a lot of cult content lately. We always kind of try to space stuff like that out so we don't get too burnt out, but I think that this would be another fascinating one to watch for sure. Now, this next one hasn't come out yet, and if you're listening to this on published day, you have a couple days, but it keeps popping up on my homepage. I have to check it out. So this is American Nightmare. It will be on Netflix and releases on January 17th. It's described to be your next true crime obsession, and it is a docuseries from the creators of The Tinder Swindler, which if y'all have not watched that one, definitely go watch it. I liked that one. And it says this has been described as the Gone Girl case. So a quick little summary of this one is, on March 23rd of 2015, Denise Huskins and her boyfriend Aaron Quinn were woken in the dead of night by a home invader. Denise was kidnapped, and what transpired next in the terrifying twisty and twisted tale is the subject of American Nightmare. I have not heard of this case. I've been avoiding looking further into it until I can watch this and then go rabbit hole. I'm very much looking forward to this one. Now, this next one, I'm sure you're not going to be surprised, is on my list. It is The Prison Confessions of Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Having served 8 years of her 10-year prison sentence for the role of killing her mother, Dee Dee, who we have talked about at great lengths, when we first started doing episodes twice a week, we covered the act. We recapped the act. Gypsy, if you are unfamiliar, was a survivor of Munchausen by proxy and was granted early release on December 28th, 2023. And she has just been everywhere and in the limelight. In a six-part Lifetime docuseries, she shares her story in a tell-all interview conducted before her release, stating, "As a survivor of relentless child abuse, this docuseries chronicles my quest for liberation and journey throughout self-discovery. I am unapologetically myself and unafraid to expose the hidden parts of my life that have never been revealed until now." And I know she also had an ebook that came out. That was our January pick for the book club and Facebook group. I've still got to read that, and I'm excited to watch this. I would love to hear what your guys' thoughts are on Gypsy. Now, this one's a little different than the type of true crime documentaries we usually cover. So the next one is going to be on Netflix. It is called BitConned. And this takes us back to the cryptocurrency circus of the late 2010s, unmasking the saga of Centra Tech, a Photoshop-wielding crypto company masterminded by co-founder Ray Trapani. I probably said his name wrong. Sorry, guys. And his cohorts, who scammed millions from eager investors, all in the pursuit of funding their extravagant escapades. Isn't that usually what they fucking do? Using original interviews with Ray, his family, and his co-conspirators, this documentary untangles the web of lies spun by Ray as he climbed the ladder to success. That one may be really interesting to check out. I think I just find these kind of crimes kind of fascinating. It's just, I think when we think of true crime, we think more of like a murder or a disappearance. Let me know if you've seen that one. The next one is going to be Hell Camp, Teen Nightmare. In the rebellious era of the late 1980s, unruly teens nationwide were involuntarily sent to the Challenger Foundation, a two-month wilderness reform therapy camp designed to instill discipline through a blend of aggressive tactics and inhumane conditions. As these guided youths trekked hundreds of miles through the Utah desert, the shocking methods employed by the organization, founded by Steve Cardassano, are laid bare in this gripping 90-minute documentary featuring survivor testimonies. My gosh, these are always so fascinating to me because I remember when, I think it was probably Dr. Phil, used to do those like scared straight camps, you know, they'd take kids to jail like and scare them and all this other stuff. And I feel like there was also this kind of situation with like Jerry Springer too, or some kind of other morning show, or not morning show, other talk show. But yeah, Yeah, this was like such a like common thing, I feel, especially like when they started showing them on TV in the 90s too. So that one I have on my list. And another one I have on my list, this time it's back over to Max, I believe. It is Curry and Cyanide, the Jolly Joseph case. And it might also be on Netflix. Don't quote me on which one it's on. So between 2002 and 2016, in a small village in Kerala, India, a mother and wife named Jolly Joseph allegedly orchestrated the murders of 6 family members, including her first husband and a 2-year-old child, with cyanide-laced food. Throughout interviews with individuals connected to the case, this documentary probes further into the motives and circumstances surrounding her deadly poisons. You guys know we love covering poison crimes, so definitely up my alley. Now we are back to Netflix, and another one that dropped recently is A Bad Surgeon, Love Under the Knife. So this is the story of Pablo, oh my gosh, the last name, Macchiarini, I think. That was probably not right, but that's fine. He was an esteemed thoracic surgeon known for transforming regenerative medicine through the implantation of synthetic tracheas in patients. However, in June of 2023, a Swedish court sentenced him to 2.5 years due to his misleading research that resulted in the painful deaths of 3 patients. Now, this next one, I actually have not heard of until I came across it in one of the articles I was reading when I was collecting these guys for us. It is called Great Photo, Lovely Life, Facing a Family's Secrets. So this documentary is formed over the course of 8 years. It's on Max. And our main focus is on Amanda Mustard, a photojournalist who returns to her Pennsylvania hometown to investigate the decades of sexual abuse crimes committed by her grandfather, featuring interviews of her family, survivors, and the perpetrator himself. This illustrates Amanda's attempt to confront the past and break the long-standing silence and shame surrounding her grandfather's actions. This sounds like such a powerful documentary. I am so glad that I thought to look up these because, like I said, I hadn't heard about it before. And there's always so many great docs that just drop, especially with certain ones getting a lot more media coverage. It's nice to have ones that maybe you may not have heard about otherwise. One more cult, guys. One more cult. So Born in Cinnanun. It's basically like cinnamon, but like different. Okay. This one is on Paramount Plus, and it's one of their originals that focuses on Cinnanun. This was a once thriving rehab program that spiraled into a full-fledged cult. Spanning over 4 episodes with exclusive archival footage as Cassidy, who was born into the cult, and her mother, Sandra Rogers Hare, reconnect with former members and exchange personal testimonies. Gotta love a good cult one. It looks so fascinating. Now our last one here is going to be Till Murder Do Us Part, Soering versus Haysom. In 1990, Jen Soering was convicted for the double murder of Derek and Nancy Haysom, the parents of his then-girlfriend Elizabeth, who faced 2 counts of accessory. However, this 2023 docuseries takes a deep dive into the lingering mysteries surrounding the case, posing the crucial question, was the Haysom's killer really Jen's, or could it have been their daughter? That one just sounds like a whirlwind, and it's another case I have never heard of before, so I'm looking forward to it. I hope you guys enjoyed this recommendation list. Let me know your thoughts, and let me know which ones you have watched or which ones you are looking forward to. And again, if you guys want any recaps from us, please let us know on socials, and we are happy to get these in. We have a lot of fun doing them. I hope you guys have a lot of fun consuming them. But yeah, with that, I'm gonna go ahead and sign off, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.